page 125. And so Bagdemagus departed and did many adventures and proved after a full good night and came again to the court and was made knight of the round table. So on the morn there fell new tidings and other adventures. Chapter 6. How King Arthur, King Uriens, and Sir Alcalon of Gaul chased an hart, and of their marvelous adventure. Then it befell that Arthur and many of his knights rode on hunting into a great forest, and it happed. King Arthur, King Uriens, and Sir Alcalon of Gaul followed a great hart, for they were three, were well horsed, and so they chased so fast that within a while they three were then 10 miles from their fellowship, and at the last they chased so sore that they slew their horses underneath them. Then were they all three on foot, and ever they saw the hart afore them passing weary and ambushed. "What will we do?" said King Arthur. "We are hard bestad." Asterisk reads, hard bestad, hard pressed, or prize capture. Return to text. "Let us go on foot," said King Uriens, "till we may meet with some lodging." Then were they ware of the hart that lay on a great water bank, and a bracket biting on his throat, and more other hounds came after. Then King Arthur blew the prize, the asterisk reads, prize is the capture, and dight the hart. Then the king looked about the world and saw afore him in a great water a little ship all apparelled with silk down to the water, and the ship came right unto them and landed on the sands. Then Arthur went to the bank and looked in and saw none earthly creature therein. "Sir," said the king, "come thence and let us see what is in this ship." So they went in all three and found it richly behanged with cloth of silk. By then it was dark night, and there suddenly were about them 100 torches set upon all the sides of the shipboards and gave it great light. Page 126. And therewithal there came out 12 fair damosels, and saluted King Arthur on their knees, and called him by his name, and said he was right welcome, and such cheer as they had he should have of the best. The king thanked them fair. Therewithal they led the king and his two fellows into a fair chamber, and there was a cloth laid richly beseen of all that longed unto a table, and there were they served of all wines and meats that they could think. Of that the king had great marvel, for he fared never better in his life, as for one supper. And so when they had supped at their leisure, King Arthur was led into a chamber, a richer beseen chamber ever saw he never none. And so was King Uriens served and led into such another chamber. And Sir Accolon was led into the third chamber, passing richly and well beseen, and so were they laid in their beds easily. And anon they fell asleep, and slept marvelously sore all the night. And on the morrow King Uriens was in Camelot, abed in his wife's arms, Morgan le Fay. And when he awoke he had great marvel how he came there, for on the even afore he was 2 days' journey from Camelot. And when King Arthur awoke he found himself in a dark prison, hearing about him many complaints of woeful knights. Chapter 7. How Arthur took upon him to fight to be delivered out of prison, and also for to deliver 20 knights that were in prison. Quote, "What are ye that so complain?" End quote, said King Arthur. Quote, "We be here 20 knights prisoners," quote, said they, "and some of us have lain here 7 year, and some more, and some less." "For what cause?" said Arthur. "We shall tell you," said the knights. "This lord of this castle, his name is Sir Damas, and he is the falsest knight that liveth, and full of treason, and a very coward as any liveth, and he hath a younger brother, a good knight of prowess. His name is Sir Ontzlake, spelled O-N-T-Z-L-A-K-E. And this traitor, Damas, the elder brother, will give him no part of his livelihood. But as Sir Ontzlake keepeth through prowess of his hands, and so he keepeth from him a full manor and a rich, and therein Sir Ontzlake dwelleth worshipfully, and is well beloved of all the people." Page 127. And this Sir Damas, our master, is as evil beloved, for he is without mercy, and he is a coward, and great war hath been betwixt them both. But Onzelaki hath ever the better, and ever he proffereth Sir Damas to fight for the livelihood, body for body, but he will not do other else to find a knight to fight for him. Unto that Sir Damas hath granted to find a knight, but he is so evil beloved and hated that there is his never a knight will fight for him. And when Damas saw this, that there was never a knight would fight for him, he hath daily lain await with many knights with him, and taken all the knights in this country to see and espy their adventures. He hath taken them by force and brought him to his prison. And so he took us severely as we rode on our adventures, and many good knights have died in this prison for hunger, to the number of 18 knights. And if any of us, all that here is or hath been, would have foughten with his brother Onzelaki, he would have delivered us, for because this Damas is so false and so full of treason, we would never fight for him to die for it. And we be so lean for hunger that unethy we may stand on our feet. God deliver you for his mercy, said Arthur. Anon, therewithal, there came a damosel unto Arthur and asked, What cheer? I cannot say, said he. Sir, said she, and ye will fight for my lord, you shall be delivered out of prison, and else ye escape never the life. Now, said Arthur, that is hard, yet had I lever to fight with a knight than to die in prison with this, said Arthur. I may be delivered, and all these prisoners I will do the battle. Yes, said the damosel. Page 128. I am ready, said Arthur, and I had horse and armor. Ye shall lack none, said the damosel. Meseemeth, damosel, I should have seen you in the court of Arthur. Nay, said the damosel, I came never there. I am the lord's daughter of the castle. Yet was she false, for she was one of the damosels of Morgan le Fay. Anon she went unto Sir Damas and told him how he would do battle for him, and so he sent for Arthur, and when he came he was well colored and well made of his limbs, that all knights that saw him said it were a pity that such a knight should die in prison. So Sir Damas and he were agreed that he should fight for him upon this covenant, and that all other knights should be delivered, and unto that was Sir Damas sworn unto Arthur, and also to do the battle to the uttermost. And with that all the 20 knights were brought out of the dark prison into the hall and delivered, and so they all abode to see the battle. Chapter 8. How Accolon found himself by a well, and he took upon him to do battle against Arthur. Now turn we unto Accolon of Gaul, that when he awoke he found himself by a deep well side, within half a foot, in great peril of death. And there came out of that fountain a pipe of silver, and out of that pipe ran water on high in a stone of marble. And when Sir Accolon saw this, he blessed him and said, Jesu, save my lord King Arthur and King Uriens, for these damosels in this ship have betrayed us. They were devils and no women, and if I may escape this misadventure, I shall destroy all where I may find these false damosels that enchantments. Right with that there came a dwarf with a great mouth and a flat nose, and saluted Sir Accolon, and said how he came from Queen Morgan le Fay, and she greeteth you well, and biddeth you be of strong heart, for ye shall fight to mourn with a knight at the hour of prime, and therefore she hath sent you here Excalibur, Arthur's sword, and the scabbard, and she biddeth you as ye love her that ye do the battle to the uttermost, without any mercy, like as ye had promised her when ye spake together in private. And what damosel that bringeth her the knight's head, which ye shall fight withal, she will make her a queen. Page 129. Now I understand you well, said Accolon. I shall hold that I have promised her, now I have the sword, when saw ye my lady Queen Morgan le Fay. "Rightly," said the dwarf. Then Accolon took him in his arms and said, "Recommend me unto my lady queen, and tell her all shall be done that I have promised her, and else I will die for it." "Now, I suppose," said Accolon, "she hath made all these crafts and enchantment for this battle." "Ye may well believe it," said the dwarf. Right so there came a knight and a lady with 6 squires, and saluted Accolon, and prayed him for to arise and come and rest him at this his manor. And so Accolon mounted upon a void horse, and went with the knight unto a fair manor by a priory, and there he hath passing good cheer. Then Sir Damas sent unto his brother Sir Ontzlake, and had bade make him ready by tomorrow at the hour of prime, and to be in the field to fight with a good knight, for he hath founden a good knight that was ready to do battle at all points. When this word came unto Sir Ontzlake, he was passing heavy, for he was wounded a little tofore through both his thighs with a spear, and made great dole, but as he was wounded he would have taken the battle on hand. So it happed at that time, by the means of Morgan le Fay, Accolon was with Sir Ontzlake lodged, and when he heard of that battle and how Ontzlake was wounded, he said that he would fight for him, because Morgan le Fay had sent him Excalibur and the sheath for to fight with the knight on the morn. And this was the cause Sir Accolon took the battle on hand. Page 130. Then Sir Ontzlake was passing glad, and thanked Sir Accolon with all his heart that he would do so much for him. And therewithal Sir Ontzlake sent word unto his brother Sir Damas that he had a knight that for him should be ready in the field by the hour of prime. So in the morn Sir Arthur was armed and well horsed, and asked Sir Damas, "When shall we to the field?" "Sir," said Sir Damas, "ye shall hear mass." And so Arthur heard a mass, and when mass was done, there came a squire on a great horse, and asked Sir Damas if his knight were ready, for our knight is ready in the field. Then Sir Arthur mounted upon horseback, and there were all the knights and commons of that country, and so by all advices there were chosen 12 good men of the country for to wait upon the 2 knights. And right as Arthur was on horseback, there came a damosel from Morgan le Fay, and brought unto Sir Arthur a sword like unto Excalibur and the scabbard, and said unto Arthur, "Morgan le Fay sendeth here your sword for great love." And he thanked her, and weened it had been so, but she was false, for the sword and the scabbard was counterfeit and brittle and false. Chapter 9. Of the battle between King Arthur and Accolon. And then they dressed them on both parts of the field, and let their horses run so fast that either smote other in the midst of the shield with their spear's head, that both horse and man went to the earth, and then they start up both and pulled out their swords. The meanwhile that they were thus at battle, came the damosel of the lake into the field, and that put Merlin under the stone, and she came thither for the love of King Arthur, for she knew how Morgan le Fay had so ordained that King Arthur should have been slain that day, and therefore she came to save his life. Page 131. And so they went eagerly to the battle, and gave many great strokes, but always Arthur's sword bit not like a Accolon's sword, but for the most part every stroke that Accolon gave, he wounded sore Arthur, that it was marvel he stood, and always his blood fell from him fast. When Arthur beheld the ground so sore bebled, he was dismayed, and then he deemed treason that his sword was changed, for his sword bit not steel as it was wont to do. Therefore he dread him sore to be dead, for ever him seen that the sword in Accolon's hand was Excalibur, for at every stroke that Accolon struck he drew blood on Arthur. "Now, knight," said the Accolon unto Arthur, "keep thee well from me." But Arthur answered not again, and gave him such a buffet on the helm that he made him to stoop, nigh falling down to the earth. Then Sir Accolon withdrew him a little, and came on with Excalibur on high, and smote Sir Arthur such a buffet that he fell nigh to the earth. Then were they wroth both, and gave each other many sore strokes, but always Sir Arthur lost so much blood that it was marvel he stood on his feet. But he was so full of knighthood that knightly he endured the pain, and Sir Accolon lost not a deal of blood, therefore he waxed passing light, and Sir Arthur was passing feeble, and weened verily to have died, but for all that he made countenance, as though he might endure.